name is John, and you're listening to the Tech Leader Pro podcast. It is week 16 of 2024, Sunday, the 24th of April. You're very welcome, guys. Hope you had a nice week. So, during the week, I posted the following on X. Quote, how to get to the truth. 1. Ask why. 2. Repeat back what they just said so they hear how stupid it sounded. 3. Stick to first principles. End quote. Now, I'm being a bit mean on the second point there, but the reality is that some of that post was born out of recent frustrations in my day job, hence the use of stupid. But there are three serious points there which are worth exploring further. So let's start with asking why. This is a great way to challenge statements made as facts. For example, why do we have to do that? So when someone just states something as a fact, just responding why is a great way to challenge them to justify that. For example, somebody stating an opinion, why? Why is that true? Explain to me why I should believe you. Secondly, this is also a great way to learn when asked with genuine intent. So for example, why is that so? Explain to me why that is. I genuinely want to know. I'm sure you've heard about the five whys. You just keep on asking why until you get to the bottom of something. I think there's a lot of truth in that, but I also think that there's different types of whys. So there's why as in, why should I do that? And then there's why as in, why is it that way? Please explain. Now let's look at repeating stuff back. So the first example of this is where you may want to hold up a mirror to bad ideas, hence my use of stupid before. So if you repeat back to the person, what you said is, blah, 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 it's a way of just literally just repeating back what they just said to them, but getting them to think about it from the audience perspective. Sometimes people say things and they don't really think about what they're saying. And if they actually listen to themselves, they realize that it doesn't make sense. We're not very good at listening to ourselves, hence the need for someone to repeat it back to us. So it's almost like record and replay, you know. You go back to the person with exactly what they said, quote it back to them and say, you know, this is what you said. Are you sure about this? And it can be a very useful technique just to get people to pause and reflect on what they just said. Secondly, you can use it to show that you understood the point. This is a very good tactic for leaders to demonstrate to people that they actually were listening and they understood the point. So what you can say is, for example, what I got is blah, blah, blah. Okay, so it's a way of saying basically, this is what I got. This is what I understood. And if I'm incorrect, please correct me. And then finally, thirdly, you can use this to summarize the discussion and get people aligned around your summary. So for example, so what I'm taking away from this is blah, blah, blah. So it's a way for you to basically say, I've listened. I'm going to now summarize my understanding of the conversation, repeat it back to you, and let you guys validate it to make sure it's correct. If everybody agrees with this takeaway, this is a summary that we're taking away as a group. And that is a super duper powerful technique, guys, because what you'll find is when you have a very detailed conversation with a lot of very smart people, they will tend to go down rabbit holes, they will tend to go on tangents, they will tend to present maybe a lot more detail than they need to. So one of the skills that you need to learn as a leader is to gather a lot of information from people, summarize it, and then present it back in a coherent way that's concise, that's easy to understand, and it gets to the point directly. Now let's look at the third point from my post on X, which was stick to first principles. A first principle is a basic assumption. It is a fundamental unit that everybody accepts within a given domain. So for example, if your company is in the business of building and selling widgets, well then the widget is the base unit. Everybody agrees what a widget is. Nobody is disputing what a widget is. A widget is a widget. So it's boiling things down to the basic fundamental parts and then starting from there as your basis of your conversation and your agreed next steps. So when we reduce the discussion to first principles, namely those things that cannot be misunderstood, it will allow us to get closer to further basic truths. In any organization, we have to deal with large volumes of noisy data and human interpretations of that which are biased. the truth can become very elusive. If we boil things down to first principles, it at least gets us to a position where everybody is agreeing on the basics of the conversation. There's no dispute around the building blocks of what it is that we do here as an organization. So if you need to, really get people to focus on what's important, you can get them to think about the product, think about the problem that the product is trying to solve, think about the user, think about the things that we do every day that everybody accepts as truth, and then build from there. It's always better to try to establish the truth from a foundation of truth rather than a shaky foundation. You don't want to start your conversation based on assumptions. You want to start your conversation based on something that's fundamental and that is not in dispute. This is first principles. And first principle thinking is a very powerful thing for a leader to develop. So rather than the truth being elusive, you want to put a target on its back and you want to zoom in directly on it as quickly as you can. By asking why, repeating back, and sticking to first principles, you can drive your team towards a truthful outcome and cut through the noise. So what else have I been doing this week? I have made a lot of improvements on my search indexer for grepa.org. I have now included the ability to track the response codes for all of the websites that the indexer is trying to crawl. Because what I'm finding is that a lot of websites will actually just start to block your crawler after a while. So you'll start to get back, unauthorized responses and so forth. And for those websites, obviously, what you want to do is you want to de-index them. Another more common example is when you get back 404s, because it's the internet, pages get removed all the time. So you don't want those 404s cluttering up your index as well. So I built some code during the week to detect and record the response codes for each URL that is crawled. And then obviously the next step will be to de-index those from the underlying index, which in my case is built in Apache Solr. So as always, I will publish that code as part of the Alpha framework. So you can check that out at alphaframework.org. In terms of media that I'm enjoying this week, I've gone back to reading The Martian Chronicles by Ray Bradbury. I kind of dropped off this book a few weeks ago. It wasn't really gripping me, but I decided I'd give it a second go and try to finish it out this time. So let's see how it goes. I'm a big fan of Ray, and it's a book that has a very strong reputation, very positive reviews online. So I'm going to stick with it this time and finish it out. Okay, I'm going to leave it there, guys. I hope you have a great week, and I will talk to you next time. Take care. Bye-bye.